This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you, my friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your time, of your day, to join us here as we tune in to hear a word from God today. And I pray you won't be disappointed. I know you're going to hear a word from God because I know the secret. I share it with you. And that is, God is always broadcasting in his word. When we go to his word, we will hear him speak today. Same as they heard him speak many times audibly in the Old Testament. These last days, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 1 that God has spoken to us by his Son, whom he's appointed heir of all things. And we have the word of God. We have a more sure word of prophecy, which you do well to heed. The Lord speaks to us through his word today. We're going to tune into his frequency now. Here today, I invite you out to Island Community Church for our Bible study tonight. We are in the book of 1 Peter, and we are going to be picking it up in chapter 2 here tonight. 6 o'clock, you're invited. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. I look forward to seeing you tonight. If you're not doing anything, if you're free, if you love the word, then I invite you to come on down here to Island. Also this weekend, my sermon is the days of Noah. We're going through prophecy again. What'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? The Lord gives his description. And then also another thing he gives is also the fig. When the fig tree blooms again, you'll know his return is near. And as it was in the days of Noah. That's what we're looking at Sunday. Now, here today, this is part one of a message I preached just a couple weeks ago. It's entitled The Rich Young Ruler. We're up to chapter 10 now in the Gospel of Mark. We're looking at someone who came up to the Lord Jesus and said, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" That's what we're looking at here today and the rest of this week. Enjoy part one of this message now. Now today we continue our study in the Gospel of Mark, and today we're going to look at Peter's eyewitness. Now remember, the Gospel of Mark is the Gospel of Peter. Mark was instructed by Peter. All of this is Peter's, this whole Gospel is Peter's eyewitness account as he told it to Mark. So today we're looking at Peter's eyewitness account of Jesus' encounter with a man who went down in history with the name the Rich Young Ruler. As always, let's work our way there. Mark chapter 10, starting in verse 1. "And he arose from thence, and cometh into the coasts of Judea by the farther side of Jordan. And the people resort unto him again. And as he was wont," that is, as his custom was, that's what the word wont means, "as his custom was, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, 'Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife?'" Tempting him. Better yet, let's say, testing him
I guess marriage and divorce was a hot topic even back then. Just like today. You know, today, news reporters will travel 1,000 miles to ask a 20-year-old pizza shop owner what they think about marriage. Testing. That's a true story. That's what was done last year. Someone drove from Indianapolis to Chicago looking for someone who believed marriage was between a man and a woman. Even back then, it's still a hotbed of conversation. Look at what happened to the owner of Chick-fil-A restaurant. They asked this older gentleman what he thought about marriage, testing him. Just like Jesus. Now, this man had the unmitigated audacity to say what Jesus is about to say. That I believe men, that marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, if Jesus was here today, and if he said marriage was between a man and a woman, they'd run him out of town. He'd be public enemy number one. So don't lay on this, oh, Jesus would just love everyone. Jesus would tell you what the Word of God says. And that is, marriage is between a man and a woman. Write it down. And when they haul me to prison, make sure your next pastor will say the same thing. My time is dwindling short here. On your computer, one popular way to browse on the internet is what's known as a web browser. One popular web browser is developed by a company named Mozilla. The web browser is known as Firefox. The owner, founder, and president of that company once, 20 or 30 years ago, gave some money to a politician running for office who had the unmitigated gall to believe marriage was between a man and a woman. Once the press had found out of what this man did in the 1980s, the press and the people of Sodom, that is, the people of the United States, once the press and the people of Sodom found out about it, they ran the man out of his own company, in which he was the president and founder of, because he, just like Jesus, believed that marriage is between a man and a woman. Who would have thought that that position would be as volatile as this? Soon that position is going to cost you your head. I wouldn't have guessed that 20 years ago. Daniel chapter 11 says that the Antichrist is not going to have the desire for women. Do with that as you will. So now here, 2,000 years earlier, people are still arguing over what marriage is. Verse 3, and the preceding question, is it lawful to get a divorce? He answered and said unto them, what did Moses command you? So to know the law, you got to go back to the law, right? Verse 4, and they said, Moses allowed to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away. So these Jews are saying that Moses had no problem with divorce. Just write it up. Sounds like something you do in the hardware store, right? Just write it up and I'll sign it. And now Jesus is going to tell them why Moses did what he did. And he's going to tell the Jews what God's opinion is about all this, if anyone cares what God's opinion is anymore. Verse 5, Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Not his boyfriend. And the twain, or the two, shall be one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Famous verse read at weddings. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. That is God's opinion about marriage. And marriage is designed and has been created by God. Paul said that the two becoming one flesh is a great mystery. Man can't bond or mate with man. That's no mystery to me. What happens between a man and a woman when they get married, he says that's a mystery. Now, unfortunately, man is a fallen creature. We sin. We miss the mark. We make mistakes. But let's not say that God approves of divorce because he doesn't. Here is God's opinion, if you care to hear God's opinion. It's Malachi chapter 2, verse 14. I think we need to roll up our sleeves here. Let's get down to business this morning. Malachi chapter 2, verse 14. Says, the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, with whom you have dealt treacherously. Yet she is your companion and your wife by covenant. But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth. Now, verse 16, Malachi 2:16. For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. Church, no one understands the truth. If you find you are guilty of this sin, if you find that you're guilty of this sin, then repent and leave it here at the altar today and walk away from it and don't look back, along with all your other sins for that matter. This is why Jesus died. Here on Memorial Day weekend, let's remember what Jesus did on the cross. He died for your sins, including divorce. And you can't change the past either. All you can do is repent of the past if you find sin there. But you can't change it. I'm not saying your divorce was sin. I'm just showing you what God's opinion is concerning divorce and marriage. Marriage is between the man and the woman, and God doesn't care too kindly for divorce. It is what it is.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
With every step, tread with reverence. Welcome